USA Radio News.
Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenyeza, said on Friday the weapons in the West supplied to Ukraine have been falling into the wrong hands, not only in Europe, but also in Africa and the Middle East. Meanwhile, National Security Spokesperson John Kirby touts a new U.S. security package for Ukraine, valued at $275 million.
New capabilities to boost its air defenses and counter the threats that Ukraine is facing from drones. They're also providing critical equipment that Ukraine is using so effectively to defend itself on the battlefield, such as more ammunition for HIMARS and for Ukraine's artillery.
New York Times employees conducted a one-day strike Thursday as the News Guild refused to work, demanding pay increases and a salary floor. A massive rally took place directly outside the 40th Street entrance of the Times' Midtown Manhattan headquarters after 20 months of tension over failed negotiations finally led to a walkout. And the UK is set to face some of the worst strikes in at least a decade. University professors, teachers, railway staff, and even security guards at the department store Harrods have held strikes recently. Nurses for Britain's State Health Service are threatening their first ever strike on selected days near Christmas, and ambulance drivers have voted to walk out for the first time in 30 years. Passport control officials also announced a strike in December at several UK airports. Brazil, the favorite to win this year's World Cup, is out of Qatar 2022 after losing to Croatia in Friday's dramatic quarterfinal. Croatia tied it up, and the game went to a penalty decision. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The number of billionaires in the world dipped in 2022 due to Russia's war in Ukraine, monetary policy tightening, stock market falls, and the Chinese economic slowdown. Switzerland's biggest bank, UBS, which is among the world's largest wealth managers, said Thursday there were 2,668 billionaires in March of 2022, 87 fewer than a year prior. They have a cumulative fortune of $12.7 trillion, compared to $13.1 trillion the year before.
A new poll shows inflation is becoming a huge struggle for parents. The Pew Research Center says one in four parents in the U.S. struggled to afford food or housing this past year. 20% say they can no longer afford child care. The study says about half of lower-income parents have not had enough money for food or rent, sending many to food banks for the first time. But economists say the worst of inflation may be behind us. Yahoo Finance says we can expect a tsunami of shutoffs as we start 2023, as the average American household is $788 behind on utility bills. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A new Twitter update will let users see if they've been shadow banned or blacklisted without the user's knowledge. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily is a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.